The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Amen. God's word for us this morning is recorded just a little paragraph in Mark chapter 6, where we read, "The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, 'Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.' So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things." This is the word of the Lord. Many of us have had some very nice vacations in our life. And I would think that since we're right smack dab in the middle of vacation season right now, I'm hoping anyway that you have at least one memory of that perfect vacation. You know, when everything went right, everything fell into place, it was just right for you in mind and body, in spirit, you were just totally relaxed. Or maybe as you think about vacations in your life, you have at least one memory of something that's closer to the story that I'm about to tell you. A vacation that my sister-in-law and brother once took, which they have given me permission to tell you. They were young, not married all that long, although they had three young children, and they went on a camping trip to Minnesota. And as they arrived at camp, they set up the tent, and that's when the young mother of three, my sister-in-law, stepped in a hole, severely sprained one ankle and broke the other ankle. So they found some urgent care place out there in the country, and somehow she got treated, and which I think meant that she got, you know, wrapped up, booted up, maybe a light cast on one of her legs, but she, crutches, not very mobile. And that's when they discovered that their three young children were ill. Not throwing up, but the other end, if you know what I mean. A malady which my brother may or may not have remedied with a campground hose to clean them off. And so at that point, they decided, we better just cut our losses from this vacation. And so they gathered the children and they called for the family dog, little Barney, who was along on the trip. And that's when they discovered that Barney had somehow tangled with some barbed wire and was cut across his little chest. So they found a vet and they got him patched up. And on the way home, There you have my sister-in-law somehow propping her legs up in the back seat of the minivan while holding a bandaged dog, three children who were ill in the van, my brother driving, and several hours later they arrive home to the question of, hey, how was your vacation? Maybe you've had a vacation like that. You know, where nothing seems to go right. Sometimes vacations just aren't all that restful. And even when we hit it right, you know, when things seem to go well, what do we say often after a quote-unquote good vacation? Man, I had to come home to rest up from my vacation. What would it be like to go on vacation with Jesus? Actually, in this word of God that's before us this morning, that's exactly what he means to talk about. Going on with vacation with Jesus. And so I think what I'd like to invite you to do with me over the next several minutes is to go on vacation with Jesus and to learn from him that when physical rest disappoints, and it always disappoints in one way or another, Jesus' rest always delivers. And in order to come to this conclusion, we're going to have to travel along with Jesus here in Mark chapter 6. Now, don't get me wrong, even though I'm saying our physical rest disappoints, that doesn't mean that God doesn't want us to try. Doesn't mean that God doesn't want us to take time to rest our bodies. And you get that just from Jesus' words. Now, let's get the setting of Mark chapter 6. The 12 apostles, the 12 disciples of the Lord Jesus had just been sent on their very first preaching tour, their very first missionary journey, when they had been sent out into Palestine two by two. And what was their job? Their job was to preach Christ. But a lot of times they would get rejected for that. And it was arduous labor, let me tell you. And they were tired from doing that because they were not always received well. And then when they got back and they wanted to report to Jesus, like the so-called success of their journey, that's when they learned that the man who had probably preached Christ better than anybody, John the Baptist, the man who was a prophet of the Lord, and actually many of these apostles had once followed him as his disciple, this man had been killed, put to death at the hand of an evil king and queen. Why? Because he was preaching Christ, the very thing that the apostles were being commissioned to do. So what I'm trying to say is this: combined with their physical fatigue was just an emotional fatigue that I'm sure they wanted to unload with Jesus. But when they did, when they got there, this is what it says here in our Bible reading today. So many people were coming and going that they didn't even have a chance to eat. These boys needed some rest. They needed a break. Rest and relaxation is what Jesus offered them. Listen to what he says. Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Vacation with Jesus. But you know, I think it's essential to understand that Jesus wasn't offering them a permanent earthly vacation. As nice as it was for them to get in that boat and to have some alone time with Jesus, Jesus knew that on the other end of that boat ride, there was not going to be a lot of physical rest. There was going to be lots to do, because there was a crowd gathering at the place where they were going to land. And by the end of the day, so after several hours of this short vacation that they had, the disciples were going to be lugging these baskets of food to miraculously feed 5,000 people. The Lord of creation created for 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. And wasn't he giving us a pattern for us? That our cherished rest for our body only follows active labor. That's a great cycle for us, and it's something we learn just from this word of God today. But I wonder if the disciples were a little bit disappointed by that. Would we be if we hopped in the boat with Jesus and were finally getting a break, and then just a couple hours later, it's back to work? Lord, I thought I was getting a break, and now all this work. You know, what's interesting is it seems Jesus is fine with this. It seems that he is fine when we are disappointed by physical rest. Because you see, Jesus knows, and we need to know, that physical rest was never meant to just replace work in our life. And physical earthly rest is always going to be tainted by sin. And so here's the lesson for us. We make a mistake if with our vacations, either we just skip them altogether as if they're not important, or we place so much emphasis on them, almost entrusting them with like our only hope for taking care of our problems. You know, it seems strange to say, but I think God is teaching us today through this word that sometimes the imperfect vacations in our life can be just what we need. The camping trips that are mostly mosquitoes, the fishing trips where it seems like the fish are taking a vacation from the lake, the road trips that are filled with road sickness and car trouble, those times can actually serve us, even though we don't enjoy them at the moment, if they compel us to look to Jesus for a different rest, a perfect rest from a perfect Savior, a rest for the soul. And in order to hear that from Jesus today, we've got to go back to the setting of Mark chapter 6. So when the disciples and Jesus are actually on vacation, they're in this boat, and they're sailing alongside the north end, the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee. It's just a short trip. It's going from their adopted hometown of Capernaum over to a remote area by the name of Bethsaida Julius. And as they're traveling along, there's this strange phenomenon taking place. All they had to do was look to shore, and they could see the crowds gather. And these little fishing villages and hamlets and towns were actually emptying out of their people. And they were all coming to the shore, and they were saying, hey, there's Jesus, and there's the apostles. Let's get to their spot before they get there. And you see, they didn't care, this crowd of people. They didn't care that they were imposing upon Jesus' vacation time. They didn't care that they were being rude. They didn't care that the disciples needed a break. What they cared about was that they needed help. They desperately needed help. And they needed help from a man who was unlike anyone they had ever known. And you know what? Jesus gave it to them. He gave them exactly the help they needed. Now, as I mentioned earlier, if we were to just continue reading to the end of Mark chapter 6, we would learn that Jesus gave them exactly the physical help they needed. When Jesus miraculously fed a crowd that was probably, when you think about all the men, women, and children that were there, probably as large as the crowd that was in Pfizer Forum. Tuesday night. And so when Jesus certainly wanted to take care of their physical needs, he wanted to give them rest. But here's the thing with Jesus. He knows that a hunger for the word is way worse than a hunger of your stomach. And soul fatigue is way worse than body fatigue. Which is why we read this. When Jesus landed and saw the large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. Jesus wanted to give them spiritual rest, and so he taught them. Now, maybe that doesn't surprise us, because if there's one thing that we know about our Savior's 3-year ministry, it is that he loved to preach and teach the Word of God in order to help people. He wanted people to be wise unto salvation. He wanted people to know the truth of their eternal life through him and through him alone. For in so doing, their souls could be at rest. So Jesus, he taught the people. Tirelessly, he taught the people. But where did it come from? What was it that was driving our Lord Jesus to do this for people? that's where this little phrase is so important. He had compassion on them. Compassion in the Greek New Testament, that word, is one of my favorite words when it is spoken of the Lord Jesus, because it says that Jesus, when he looked out at the people, was moved to within an inch of his being. Literally, this word means he felt it in his stomach. He felt it in his gut when he looked at the people. And what did he feel? It wasn't anger because they were being rude and pushy and looking for love in all the wrong places and asking for the wrong stuff. No, not that at all. What he felt was pity for them. Mercy upon them. Because they were sheep without a shepherd. All that mattered to Jesus was these are shepherdless sheep. They don't have anybody telling them the truth about where they stand with a holy God. They were lost. And so he met their rudeness, their impertinence, their pushiness. He picked up their baggage. And what did he give them? Compassion. Moved not to anger, not to dismiss, not to send away, but to welcome them by teaching them the gospel truth. Friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin, that means that somewhere along the line, God the Holy Spirit has taught you. You have been taught and you have accepted the truth of the gospel. And that means you stand in the compassion of Jesus. It always delivers. It's always what you need. It's always rest for your soul. I have no doubt that every adult in here is tired, one way or another. As I get older, I've noticed that the sleep does not get easier. The schedules do not get lighter. The troubles do not just magically melt away. Maybe you can identify with that. But the greatest fatigue of all is soul fatigue. And it comes from realities in our lives that we can't take a sleeping pill for. Realities that a vacation will not change. Like, where do I stand? Where do my children stand? Where do my grandchildren stand with a holy God when we are sinners all? And Jesus comes to us today and he says this, right here is where you stand in my compassion. I have mercy on you. I will shepherd you. I'm never going to leave you. Believe in me and you will be saved. So friend, take your physical rest wherever you can get it. I'll do the same. But know this, it's always going to disappoint. It's always going to fall short. But that's okay. Look to Jesus. Go on vacation with him and hear him say, with compassion in his voice, "My daughter, my son, thy sins are forgiven thee, and find rest for your soul." Amen. Let us pray. Chief of sinners though I be, Christ is all in all to me. All my wants to him are known, all my sorrows are his own. Safe with him in earthly strife, I await the heavenly life. Amen.
This message was a production of St. Marcus Lutheran Church. For similar content, subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or our YouTube channel. For more information about how to support our urban gospel ministry in Milwaukee, please visit stmarcus.org.